Hi, everybody. Welcome back, as always. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the feedback. This story, you know, I'd just like to say something about most of my stories. When I talk about myself and various things I do, most of that isn't made up. Things like wakeboarding and guitar playing and various other things I may have mentioned that I've done in stories, I actually do in real life. I'd like to have as much fact in these stories as possible, if you can call it fact, I suppose. But, yeah. And the reason I say that now is because this story involves some soccer playing, and I thought I'd just mention, I am a huge soccer fan, more of playing than watching, although I don't mind watching the occasional game, but I've played for very, very many years, various different clubs and different levels of competition and all that kind of thing. So when I mention soccer in this, I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, enough about that. This story is for Livy. Livy, I hope you enjoy this, and thanks for the idea. Definitely credit where credit is due. I hope I do justice to it. Everybody else, I really hope you enjoy this, and keep sending in the feedback and letting me know what you think. Okay. It's a very hot Saturday afternoon, and my soccer match has just finished. Not a particularly amazing match. We did win, but it was a fairly scrappy, hard-fought for 2-1, so we can definitely hold our heads high and be proud, but we probably should have won by more. Anyway, I don't let that get to me. I tend to enjoy the games while they last, and when they're over, I don't tend to dwell on them that much. I think sometimes my coach wishes I thought about it more, but I don't. So, with that in mind, I am... I've shaken hands, obviously, with the other team. The marshals and the refs are packing up the equipment, and the manager and some of our team supporters are packing up the various drinks and other bits and pieces we have around the field, and I'm walking off quite slowly, quite exhausted, quite sweaty and quite hot, and I decide to go and see how the game at the other end of the park is going. There's a women's match on at the moment, and I don't really know any of the players that well, but I know a couple of them, and it's always nice to go and support one of the other teams in this club, so I slowly walk down and walk up to the coach. I actually know this coach fairly well, and ask how the game's going, and stand there and watch for a while. And having played soccer for many years myself, I very quickly get a grasp of what's going on and how the various teams are shaping up against each other. And not long after I've been watching, you catch my eye. You are certainly always in the thick of the action. There is no doubt about that. You're always there, pouncing, making the opposition pay for gaps in their defense, making them pay for sloppy footwork and for lazy passes. You're always cutting through their lines, and hasn't paid off yet, but I strongly suspect that any minute now I'm going to see a goal coming from you, or at least from play you put together. Kind of intrigued in getting into the match, and I keep watching, and I sort of catch my breath as I see what I think I've been waiting to see. You've stolen a very slack pass across the back line, and you've beaten the last man and on a clear run to goal. And of course, all the supporters are on their feet cheering, and I see one of the faster and fairly chunky defenders coming in from a very very steep angle behind you really fast, and I realise that she's going to have to be a lot faster than you to get around and make a fair tackle, but I'm afraid she's not intending on a fair tackle, and indeed I'm correct. She comes in very harsh from the side, extremely late, misses the ball altogether, takes out your ankles, and you go flying. Obviously the ref's whistle goes immediately, it's a very harsh challenge, the card is shown, and she takes the walk. But you unfortunately don't. You don't even stand up. And immediately, medical personnel are on the field and the game is halted. I don't know you personally. I've seen you before, and I've seen you at some of the training sessions, but I am, of course, very concerned for your well-being. So I walk over with the coach and we talk to you, and it turns out the problem is it's sort of your hip and your thigh. It's mostly muscular. There's no broken bones or dislocations, but it's extremely sore and you certainly can't continue playing. So you get placed on a stretcher and carried back to the clubhouse as the game resumes, wishing now that I could substitute on for you and make that very dirty defender pay, well, make your entire team pay for what they did. I glance over my shoulder as the game continues, but I decide to walk back to the clubhouse and make sure you're okay. You get laid down on one of the sort of recovery beds there, and some ice is put on your leg to try and reduce the swelling, and I tell the coach and the medical guys that I'll take care of this. They can go back and attend to the game. So they thank me and walk out of the clubhouse, leaving us two alone. The game hasn't really been going that long, so they will all certainly be occupied for quite a while to come. First things first, I introduce myself, obviously. You probably wonder why someone you've really never even met is taking an interest in you, and I tell you, I'm very sorry, and I saw it all, and it was obviously a very dirty tactic, and you were surely going to score, and that's why she did it, and you kind of smile a bit wryly, but obviously your leg is still causing you some distress. You ask me if I would mind helping you take your boots off, because need to kind of relax a bit, so as gently as I can without moving your leg too much, I undo your boots and take your tape off and work your socks down, and looking a bit more relaxed, you kind of lie there and we chat a bit more about the game. You ask how my game went and we talk a bit, and I mention that I've had injuries of this nature before, and once the initial swelling has been abated by the ice, I find a nice hot shower really tends to help with that. And you say, well, that would be nice, but I can't really get in there on my own. And I say, oh, well, not to worry, I'm here for you. You smile shyly and kind of blush and say, thank you, that'd be lovely. Obviously, I know you're not going to get naked, but you might be in my mind. So I help you up, and leaning heavily on me, I help you over to the showers. You kind of prop yourself up next to the shower wall and take off your top, so you're down to your sports bra now, and go to try and take off your sports shorts. But obviously, bending in that way is causing you considerable pain, and you look at me, and immediately I move in and pull your shorts down, leaving you in just your bra and undies. It's not hard to see what all those years of soccer and all those hours of training have done to you. You have an amazing body. But I decide not to comment. I don't want to make you embarrassed, and I am sure you have been told that many, many times. I don't want to sound like a broken record. Anyway, helping you out of your pants, I turn the shower on, adjust it to a nice temperature, and help you in. But being quite difficult to stand on one leg and support yourself, I kind of have to walk in with you and hold you, and as a result I'm getting kind of soaked, and you laugh and point out the fact. So realizing that I may as well join you, I strip off my shirt and strip down to my underwear as well, taking off my boots and pads and socks, and we're both trying to sort of share the hot water now, and I ask if your leg's feeling any better, and you tell me it is. And at this point, I'm kind of just standing out of the water flow, letting you get your leg nicely warmed by the water, and on an impulse, I reach down and just kind of run my hand up and down your thigh where it seems to be causing you pain. I don't want to hurt you, but I don't know, maybe a gentle massage might help. And you look at me, not in an altogether surprised way, and certainly not in a way that seems as though it's causing you any pain. And as the water sort of continues to fall down over you and over your hair, and you kind of brush it from your eyes and smile at me, I kneel down and start to pay more attention to your thigh. I can't help it though, and I find my hand starting to wander further afield, starting to caress your butt, and then down your leg, and realizing that I'm going to make myself incredibly obvious if I do this, but not caring anyway, I take my other hand and start to rub your other thigh. I know it's not hurt, but I just really want to, and you don't complain. Your hands are kind of on my shoulders, supporting yourself as I'm kneeling in the shower there. And after a while, knowing I probably shouldn't go too far, I stand up, and I swear I see a disappointed look in your eye. And I say, "How's it feeling?" And you kind of smile and say, "Much better, thanks." I say, "You're welcome." And then you really surprise me, and plashing furiously and kind of looking away as you say it, you say, "Can you maybe help me with my bra? It's really tight, and I want to get clean everywhere." Well, while you're leaning on me, I put an arm around you and quickly unsnap your bra, and you kind of shrug it off your shoulders, and I catch it as it falls to the floor, and I toss it out of the shower. I know you're probably used to being in the showers with lots of other girls around and being naked and all that, but this is just so different. different for me. I don't really know what to do. But I take the fact that you have taken off your bra as a good sign. So, I take your breasts in my hands and just sort of start to wash them. There's a block of soap on a little holder in the shower, and I reach over and take that. And as you sort of cling to me, I start to wash your back and your sides and your arms and then your breasts, letting the water wash the soapy suds from your body and all the dirt and sweat and grime from the game. My hands kind of work their way back to your back and down, this time down all the way to your butt. And they give it a gentle little squeeze. Oh, it feels so good in my hands. I feel you kind of press it back into my hands. I take that as a signal to proceed. And I let my fingers slip into your undies. Not down the waistband, but in from the sides. More kneel down and run my hands up and down your thighs, looking up at you, water splashing down on my face, and you look down at me and you kind of close your eyes a little bit and just sigh, and I run my hands up the inside of your thighs and stop just as I get to your pussy. My heart's pounding so hard. I can't believe I didn't even really know you such a short time ago, yet this just seems so natural, seems so right, just seems to flow. I bring my face just inches away from your pussy. Feeling the water splashing off it and running down to my face. I bring my lips to your pussy lips and kiss it for the first time. I kiss it a couple more times, then move back and kind of look up at you, the water sort of splashing in my eyes a bit. I take my head out of the flow of the shower, and you've kind of tilted your head back a little bit, and your mouth's a little bit open. Oh, such a beautiful sight. The warm water's making you glow. Your pussy's flushed and pink, a little bit swollen. So I return between your legs, holding your ass with my hands, pressing you more firmly into my face this time. I lick up and down your pussy, showers, washing most of your juices away, but I can still taste you. Oh, you taste so good. So incredible. You kind of squeeze your thighs a little bit. Holding my head between your legs there. Oh, I don't want to move it. I just keep working my tongue deeper and deeper between your pussy lips. As far as it'll go into your pussy. And then up, circling your clit. My hands work their way down to your thighs now, and I can feel them start to shake a little bit. And I realize you must be kind of getting weak in the knees. So I stand up and put my arms around you and say, just relax, and you do, and slowly I let you down until you're sitting in the shower, the water kind of cascading down onto your pussy and your legs, your back resting up against the shower wall. Oh. And now you look at me, up at me, with a little wanted, lustful look, and say, stand up. Oh, so I do. You reach up, and I quickly pull down my boxes. Oh, my hard cock springs free. And I kind of bend my knees until it's at the right height for you. And you wrap your hands around it and bring the tip to your lips and start kissing it. You start to run your tongue over the tip up and down each side, flicking the head of it, sucking it into your mouth. Then work their way around to my butt, and you pull me towards you. Oh, my cock going all the way into your mouth. Oh, oh God, you're good with your mouth. Oh. So incredible. Just yet, but I know I would if I left my cock in your mouth. You let go of it, springs up, jutting straight out from my groin, and once more, I kneel down in the shower in front of you, the water cascading down my back. And I lean in and press my lips to yours. You share a long, wet, sloppy kiss in the shower there. sit down in the shower with my back against the wall. I take your hands and pull you towards me, helping you sort of lift up and spin you around so your back's to me. And you straddle my lap and sink down onto my lap. My cock is just sort of nestled in the crack of your ass. Oh. And the shower's still running down on us. My hand comes down between your legs, starts to massage your clit, causing your hips to rock back and forth, the thighs to convulse and quiver. Oh. And then I put my other hand under your ass, lift you up, and the head of my cock just touches your pussy. Oh. Shiver through me. Oh. And then suddenly you sink down onto me. Oh, you let out a moan. Oh. Oh. It sent a shiver through my body. You're so tight. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Still on your clit. My fingers work their way a bit lower until they feel your pussy. Where it meets my cock. Bring my hands under your bottom and start to lift you up and letting you sink back down onto me. Up and down, up and down. Oh, oh God. Yeah. I both come down from our orgasms, and you sink down to my lap. We both just sit there under the shower. Let the water wash away our sweat and our mixed juices. Finally, when I think I can stand, I lift you up off me and I stand up and pull you to your feet. And I pull you close to me, holding you tightly, and turn the shower off, and as the water stops, I look down and kiss you once more. I can really get used to this. I help you out of the shower and I get a couple towels and we dry each other off. You're still glowing from the water and from the orgasm. And, you look so amazing. I pay special attention to drying off your pussy, and it's still sensitive, and you still kind of groan, and your legs shake a little bit. And I help you over to the lockers, and you show me which one's yours. I get out some clothes, and I dress you. I haven't got any clothes here, so I just I put you up on the bed and lay you down again, and put a towel on, and hoping nobody sees me, I make a quick run outside and next door into the guys' change rooms to get my clothes. Once I'm dressed, I come back and join you, and I take yours in my bags and put an arm around you, and you put your arm around my shoulders, and supporting you, I help you out to my car and tell you that I'll drop you home in the morning. But tonight, I'll take you back to my place and take care of you and make you a nice dinner. Forget all about your leg, which, by the way, you said is feeling a lot better. Livy, I hope you like that. I know I did. Everyone else, I hope you all like that too. You know, in all the years I've played soccer and the many different situations I've found myself, that has never happened to me. I have played on a few mixed teams actually that did have girls on them, but nothing's ever happened. But maybe one day, you never know, because I still currently play. It's the off season now, but I still play for a couple of different teams. Anyway, I'll stop rambling on about soccer, because otherwise I will go on for a long time. I hope you all enjoyed that, and I look forward to